You've had a couple of days now to process the whole situation where you have qualified for Paris this coming summer. You've obviously had a bit of downtime since to process the thoughts through your head as well. How's the feeling today, Jude?
Aye, it's great. Hey, it's honestly unbelievable. It's just great to be home now. Great to be home and back in my own house and surrounded by my own comforts. It's just it's been a long time away out in Italy there, and the last couple of days has just been unbelievable. Really, just it's been hard to process. It's really just been a dream come true, and just to be honest, I'm just delighted to be back home now, and just can't wait to see everybody now and let the celebrations commence.
Well, listen, there's going to be celebrations on Friday night at St. Eugene's Parish Hall for you, and I'm sure you're going to get a big crowd for it, and you'll be supported fantastically by boxing fans and sporting fans throughout the Northwest, and they were very much behind you over the course of the last 10 days in Italy. Were you confident going into Italy that you could come away by making the last four and securing the place, Jude?
I definitely, the support that I had now out there was unbelievable from everybody back home, but I, of course, like going out there, my only goal was to come away, finish in the top four and qualify for the Olympics. And going out there, you know, I had a great camp. I was on a CC in Italy for 2 weeks just before heading to Milan. And we had a great sparring camp where there was 25 other nations from across the world all gathered on a CC for top class sparring. Like. And so the preparation was second to none. I mean, this was my second chance at qualifying for Olympics, having fallen short at the European Games back in June. So I knew what it was going to take, and I knew what I was coming up against. And so just finishing that top four and securing my ticket to Paris was my main goal, and thankfully I've done that.
Yeah, and listen, when you worked through them three fights that you had to make the last four, you fought very, very impressively, reading the reports on them. Maybe at times the scores and the reports suggested that it was a wee bit easier than what it actually was in the ring. But you performed very, very well, Jude, in each of those fights against really, really high-quality fighters who were expected maybe to progress out of this tournament and haven't.
I was absolutely delighted with my performances out there. I had four tough fights, like, within 10 days out there, and here I beat a world bronze medalist, I beat an African champion, two other great lads, like, and it's been I just had to perform the best, and that here just came from the preparation, the hard work from I put on the lead up to these games. Nobody really sees that part of it, like, but the preparation I done this time round was I took it to another level, and that here would thankfully help me get over the line and turn on the good performances on the day, yeah, which thankfully led to my qualification.
Yeah, you've had some really, really highs in your career. Gold in the Commonwealth Games, a world bronze, a world silver. Where does qualification for the Olympic Games rank with you and amongst what you have achieved so far, Jude?
At the moment, it's the top of the list now. At the moment, it definitely is. I mean, whenever I was standing in the ring and I heard them words, the announcer call out before the decision and has won their quota for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, I just couldn't believe it. All my emotions came out there at that moment in the ring. I mean, it's been a dream of mine ever since I started boxing. It's been a dream of mine to box at the Olympic Games, and I've been saying it when people have been asking me and chanting me about what my goals are for boxing and stuff. I've always been telling them I always wanted to get to the Olympic Games, and now that I've actually qualified it and I've seen it happen now, it's just absolutely unbelievable. Like, and I just, I'm just so thankful and so grateful that I've done it now.
Yep. I know it's very early stages, so it isn't only a matter of days qualified for the Olympics, but you have medaled in particular as a youth at major tournaments. Is it achievable, Jude, in the summertime that you can replicate that?
Absolutely. Why not? Why not go to the Olympics and get a medal? I mean, it's an achievement in itself, qualifying for Olympics, but why can't, I don't see any reason why anybody can go to the Olympics now and really push on and kick on and win a medal at the Olympic Games. I mean, that would be really fairy tale stuff. Like, and it's definitely something now when I get back into Dublin, back into training, take some time off, it's something now that I'll come up with my own goals and set my own goals for the Olympics, and definitely, why not? I can't see why getting a medal out there wouldn't be achievable.
Yep. Obviously, there's going to be a very hard slog, and a hard training camp to get yourself ready for the Olympics. Is there any competitions? Is the Europeans coming up? Will you be part of that, or is there any sort of tournaments that you're going to be involved in before you head to Paris?
Yeah, well, there's a European tournament now next month at the end of April. I'm not sure what the plans are now. I'll have to see whenever we go back to Dublin, but for the next few days now, I'll just relax, recover, spend some good time with friends and family, and I'll go back to Dublin next week and I'll see what the plans are in the lead up to the games. But I'm sure it'll all come thick and fast, and again, I'm sure the Irish team will provide us with great training camps and give us every opportunity to get to the best shape we can coming up to these games.
Yeah, you mentioned family. Your dad obviously is a coach of yours, a founding member of the Two Castles Club. We've seen the video and the pictures of you embracing him after you qualified for the Olympics. You and him have a very, very special relationship, obviously as father and son, but in a sporting arena as well, Jude.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad opened the club in Newton Stewart in 2012, and they think now, 12 years later, that after opening the club doors, that his own son would be boxing in the 2024 Olympic Games is unreal. But now, here, my dad's been my number one supporter, my biggest supporter. He's followed me all across the world and watched me boxing. He's taken me the length and breadth of Ireland for training, sparring, whatever it is I need it. They be the best, like he's done it, and it means as much to him as it does to me, like, and it was a very very special moment now in the arena after I qualified.
Yeah, and it will mean a lot to the club as well, Jude, because it's a very young club, as you said, but already in that short period of time, there's something like 35 Irish titles have come to the Two Castle Club, and there's a large number of young kids that are involved there at the moment, so it shows that the hard work is paying off with everybody involved, and now to see somebody go to the Olympics, it's a proud moment for all those that are involved with the Two Castle Club.
Absolutely, it's a special moment now, and it's a testament to my father, Paul Mays, all the other coaches, everybody that helps out, volunteers, helps in the club now. I mean, we're just from Newton Stewart's not a big place now, as you know, it's just a wee small place, like, so to be always turning over champions, Irish champions, Ulster champions, lads representing Ireland at the highest level, like, it's a massive thing for the club and for the town, and what it does for the town, it lifts everybody in the town, it gives everybody something to look forward to, and the support everybody from the town and surrounding area gives to the club and to myself is unreal, like, so it's a great club, fantastic club, like, and this will just lift all the lads in the club and hopefully lift many other young people too, that so they know now that it's possible and that anybody can achieve their dreams, you know.
Yeah, they'll all be looking for tickets for this Olympics, Jude.
I think so now. I think a few people were looking already now, Oshanda, but I think they're very pricey, but a few people don't mind. They don't mind.
Listen, you're 22 years of age and you're coming into an age bracket where you would be seen as being now over the next number of years in your sporting prime, I suppose, Jude. Yes, you've got the Olympics coming up. I'm going to knock it maybe further afield after the games. Is the professional games something that you would be interested in? But if things were to go well in the Olympics, would you see yourself being involved in another Olympic cycle?
Possibly, yes. I don't know now. I haven't really thought about, to be honest. I've just been trying to enjoy me boxing every fight, every tournament I'm coming up, every training camp. I've just been trying to embrace it all and enjoy it as it comes now, because I've learned that it's not every day you're boxing for Ireland at this level, and I know that with setbacks and there'll be a lot of setbacks and stuff and along the way, so it's not always a straightforward line, but I just want to go to these Olympic Games now and enjoy them, and I'll see how I get on and see where it takes me, and maybe down the line possibly, but I'm not sure. It's something I haven't paid too much thought to, but I'll see after the games and see what comes.
Yeah, well, listen, enjoy now the camps that are coming up. Yes, there will be a lot of hard work and training put under them, but you'll be enjoying them too, knowing that you're heading to the Paris Olympic Games during the summer. Delighted that you joined us tonight, Jude, and all we can do is wish you all the very best in the weeks and months ahead, and many congratulations on your qualification again.
Perfect. Thank you, Oisín.